The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is already here. I can feel his presence. He's already here. All we have to do is to open up our hearts, for he is already here. Spirit is already here. I can feel his presence. He's already here. All we have to do is to open up our hearts, for he is already here. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. My dear friends, today's first reading reminds us how the Holy Spirit resided with the early disciples of Jesus, and how the Holy Spirit played its role in helping the disciples to take a firm decision to the problem that really shook the foundation of the early church. What happened in the first reading is all about, during the time of the early church, when the disciples started to preach, there were so many Jewish converts. And also, there were Gentile converts. But the Jewish converts insisted that for the Gentile converts to be saved, they must obey the Jewish practice. And one of them is circumcision. That really repelled most Gentile converts, because at that time they were grown up. They were men. They were women. And there's no way you can circumcise a grown-up man. So that really made the Gentile converts trying to break away from the early church. So the disciples, they came together and they prayed and they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And today's reading was, when the disciples now elected Paul and Silas and others, and they wrote a letter, and this letter, they took this letter and went and read it to all the new converts, both the Jewish and the Gentiles. And that really helped the early church to stand. So the first reading reminds us the role of the Holy Spirit in the church, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It is just like, remember when Pope Francis passed on Easter Monday, from that morning, the church was left like an orphan because the leader of the visible church of Christ was no more. And people started to ask, what do we do? Who will be the next pope? Where is he going to come from? But the church gathered together and they prayed and they asked God to send us someone after his own heart who will lead the church. And on May 8th, a new pope was elected. And when he was proclaimed, everyone was happy, and the church moved on. That is the role of the Holy Spirit in the church and in our lives. That was an assurance that Jesus gave to the early disciples, that he will leave them, but he will send them an advocate who will guide, who will lead, who will direct them. And that promise was fulfilled. So today's first reading tells us the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in the life of the church. This reminds us that the Holy Spirit is leading the church, that the church is not just a mere human institution, that Christ is the head of the church and the Holy Spirit abides with the church. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us of the revelation he heard about the heavenly Jerusalem. And in this heavenly Jerusalem, it was revealed that there is a communion between the people and God, who is the temple in this heavenly Jerusalem. In other words, the second reading reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that when we gather in the church to celebrate the Mass, there are so many things going on that we may not see, but we can only see by the eyes of our spirit. That when we gather, there is a communion, there is a relationship between heaven and earth. That when we gather, there is this interconnectedness, there is a relationship going on. That's why we gather to the church to offer our sacrifice, to offer our challenges, to offer our sufferings, and God will descend by sending us blessings. So the church is not just a social organization. The church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church. And the Holy Spirit resides in the church. In the gospel of today, we heard how Jesus promised the disciples that if they love him, if they keep his words, that he will abide with them. that he will live in them and they will live in him. In other words, he is telling you and I that if we want the Holy Spirit to lead our lives, if we want the Holy Spirit to reside in us, to guide us, to direct us, we have to love God. We have to obey the words of God. We have to love Him. And for us to love God, we have to place our heart over our head. You know, the problem with most of us is, oh, we must see it. We have to rationalize over everything before we can believe. No. Any moment we tell ourselves that we have to do the will of God, and we go about doing the will of God, that shows that we love Him, and it is a prerequisite for the Holy Spirit to reside in us. So if we want the Holy Spirit to guide our actions, if we want the Holy Spirit to lead our lives, we have to love Him, we have to keep His words. And for us to keep His words, before we act, we have to ask ourselves, is this what God wants me to do? Is that the will of God? And if we do the will of God, if we consider the will of God over our own will, then God will lead us. The Holy Spirit will lead us, and we will never struggle. But when we ignore His words, when we ignore loving Him, and we think that we can do it by ourselves, that is when we struggle. That is when things become difficult, because we rely on ourselves, because we rely on our own power. So, my dear friends in Christ, the church challenges us today. The church reminds us today that if we want the Holy Spirit to reside, to abide, we have to love God. We have to love the Word of God. We have to consider God first in our lives every day. And we have to remember that the Holy Spirit is in the church. So as members of the church, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. We have to always do the will of God so that the Holy Spirit will reside in our lives. So let us continue to pray and ask God that through His words that we may be transformed so that we can live in this heavenly Jerusalem described by John in today's second reading. May He continue to be with us and to transform our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.